God be with you, and welcome to worship at Knox United Church in Parksville. We are delighted that you are joining us today in this virtual worship service, and I would like to thank Leslie Hawley for creating this beautiful visual display of God's glory in flowers and in rock and in rainbow. And I'd also like to thank Alex and Chelsea McDonald for joining us with their offering their gift of music, and Alex is going to be reading scripture for us today. So let us begin worship by lighting the Christ candle as a reminder that the light of Christ is always present to us. We experience the glory of God in all things as a radiant light among us. And we will listen to Jenny offer a prelude, and as she does that, I would invite you to pass the peace of Christ to one another, to remember all the people that are important to you and all the people of your faith community and the people of Knox, and imagine them sitting in their places here in this beautiful sanctuary every Sunday, and pass the peace of Christ to one another. Today, as we celebrate the glory of God, we raise our voices in song and praise, singing, "It's a song of praise to the Maker."
Sing.
pray. Sacred source of all life, we give thanks that your glory is revealed to us through so many things. Through a blue sky, through a gentle breeze, through the laughter of children, through the roar of the ocean, through the love of a loved one. All these ways, your glory is made manifest. Help us to see you in all things, in all people, and in all ways. Help us to find you. Show us your glory, we pray. This we ask in the name of the Christ, your anointed one, who shows us the way. Amen. I would invite Alex to read our scripture today.
Here's a reading from Exodus 33, verses 12 to 23 in the New Revised Standard Version. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. God said, 'My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.' And Moses said to God, 'If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people to the face of the earth.' The Lord said to Moses, 'I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name.' Moses said, 'Show me your glory, I pray.' And God said, 'I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But,' God said, 'you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live.' And the Lord continued, 'See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.'"
Bob Struthers sent me this funny joke. Well, I think it's funny. Did you know that this Sunday, which is true, is known as Ascension Sunday, the Sunday when Jesus ascended and returned home to God? In our new time of COVID-19, Ascension Sunday should be otherwise known as the day when Jesus started working from home. I think it's very funny church humor. Thanks, Bob. Love it. Today we are continuing our sermon series on the 5G God, which attempts at describing the nature of God through five words, all beginning with G. This 5G God is the God that Jesus knows and reveals to us through his teachings and through his life. Last week we began with exploring the first G, the gift of God. And today we turn to our second G, the glory of God. Our story today from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, that Alex just read, is a story of Moses, who is going through a very challenging time. According to the story of Exodus, Moses was an infant whose life was saved by his mother and older sister Miriam. In order to avoid the Egyptian Pharaoh's proclamation that all Hebrew boys under the age of 2 should be killed, Moses' mother and sister wove a basket shortly after Moses' birth and placed him in the basket and floated the basket down a river, which floated him right into the arms of an Egyptian princess who raised him in the house of Pharaoh. And so the story goes that Moses was raised in privilege, surrounded by the stories of Egyptian gods and goddesses. When Moses becomes an adult, he witnesses an Egyptian taskmaster beating a Hebrew slave, and his sense of injustice is inflamed when he discovers the truth that he was not born of privilege, but born of Hebrew slaves. And he ends up killing the taskmaster and escaping Egypt and outrunning the outrage of Pharaoh. While he is on the run, he encounters a burning bush that is not consumed. Curious, he approaches the burning bush and hears a voice instructing him to take off his shoes, and hears a voice of a new god instructing him to take off his shoes because he now stands on holy ground. Moses is deeply curious about this voice and experience and asks God to identify what name this god goes by, and God answers, "I am who I am." This same unknown God tells Moses that this God has heard the cry of the Hebrew slaves and asked Moses to go back to Egypt and lead the Hebrew slaves out of captivity and into the promised land. And for many years, Moses leads these people. But Moses often grows afraid and lonely, and he's not sure if this God is trustworthy, because after all, it's a new God for Moses. And so in this story that Alex read, Moses asked God, who will God send to help him to do this difficult thing, to lead these people? And Moses asked God to go with him. And God promises to go with Moses, but it's like Moses can't hear that. He still keeps insisting. And so finally, God says to Moses, no one can see my face and live, but I will show you my backside. When Moses says to God, show me your glory, it's God's derriere that Moses catches a glimpse of. Now, this conversation between God and Moses is intended to be understood as very humorous. God letting Moses know that God's radiance is so incredible that Moses could only see the fullness of God's glory if he were to die, but that for now, Moses will have to be content to look at God's backside. We often miss the humor in this passage because, unlike the ancient Jewish people, we take our conversations of God and life way more seriously, and we forget the laughter and the levity of the holy. So God's response to Moses' request is quite funny, and it lightens Moses' fear. But in this conversation, God also promises to protect Moses. And God offers assurance to Moses that God will indeed be with Moses. And he honors the request by telling Moses to hide himself in the cleft of the rock, and God's glory will indeed pass by. I can relate to Moses. I'm sure you can too. Because when we're going through a challenging time in our lives, we need some assurance that God is indeed accompanying us on that journey. Facing life and trials alone can be terrifying, and we humans need to know that God indeed has our back, that God is for us, that God is really real and knows us by name and cares about us in a deeply intimate way. Moses is developing a relationship with God so intimate that God can actually tease Moses, even as God reassures Moses that he is indeed not alone. God is also reminding Moses that we cannot see the fullness of God's glory in this life. The fullness of God's glory can really only be experienced fully in our death. But we can catch glimpses of God's glory in this life, often only in retrospect, that sometimes we don't even realize that God is with us through those difficult times, but only when we look back on them, when they are behind us, that we realize that God was with us all the way. This story also reminds us that God's glorious face is revealed in the faces of all those around us, that God's face is revealed in the community of ordinary humans whom Moses is leading into liberation and freedom and promise. God is reminding Moses that God's glory can also be found within, hidden in the cleft of the rock. But what exactly do we mean when we talk about the glory of God? What was Moses asking when he says to God, "Show me your glory"? What is glory exactly? It's not easy to define what we mean by the word glory. It's one of those words that's difficult to describe, but I'm going to try. In the dictionary, a definition of God's glory is rooted in the Latin word gloria, which translates literally as fame or renown. And on one level, you could say that our God is famous. God's fame or renown is revealed to us through the created order. Everything in creation reveals or shouts out to us the incredible magnificence of God. So all of the incredible beauty and wonder of creation can be characterized as God's glory. Others have defined the glory of God as the shining radiance of God's perfect and complete holiness revealed to us in manifold ways. And so all those shining times when people display moments of great love or sacrifice or goodness or generosity, we glimpse the glory of God because we see the light and radiance of God's holiness or wholeness or perfection evidence through the life of others. Some might actually have the capacity to see God's radiant light shining around a person, which is called an aura. And through the ages, artists have depicted the radiance or the glory of God shining around the Madonna and child or around the halo of some of the saints. Others might define the glory of God as something that is credited or ascribed to God. For example, when someone sings or does something wonderful, they might say, "To God be the glory," recognizing that all things come from and flow to God. And so in this sense, glory is understood as something that is worthy of praise and awe and adoration. And finally, those perfect moments when we stand in awe and reverence and sense that we have encountered a profound, palpable presence of the holy, like when we're listening to a magnificent piece of music and our spirits soar, times when our souls are lifted up and transported, or we gaze upon our child for the first time, or two people come together in a moment of deep love, we name those moments as glorious. So we catch glimpses of God's glory in the beauty and wonder of the natural world, in the strength of the mountains and the power of the seas and the caress of the breeze, in the flight of a bird, a beautiful blossom, a meadow filled with wildflowers, a stunning sunset, an 800-year-old tree, a rainbow across the sky, God's sign and promise to be with us. We catch glimpses of God when we witness a shimmer of light from the heavens in a sunrise or sunset or starlit sky, or a light through the trees, or lit diamonds glistening on a river or ocean, or a light that shines around a person as they radiate the love of God. We catch glimpses of the glory of God in those moments when we are transported and swept up in the experience of a symphony or a song. We catch glimpses of God in the deep love and laughter shared in relationship, a moment of glorious connection between lovers or between ourselves and a child or a dear friend who gets us like no one else does. Or the holy light that shines around a community gathered in worship, or whenever we are doing God's work. This is all the glory of God at work in our world. Moses says to God, "Show me your glory." And God shows us God's glory every day, every moment, if we only have eyes to see. How often do we miss those glimpses because we're looking the other way? Or we're looking, but not noticing. Too caught up in our little dramas that we miss the greater glory right in front of us. This week I had two people share with me where they had experienced the glory of God. One person shared with me that while she has been going through a deep loss She has experienced the glory of God in her supportive friendships and in the companionship of her dogs. And another shared with me that on a recent trip to Israel last November, she had a glorious moment in the Garden of Gethsemane. And as she sat there in the grove of trees and imagined Jesus' anguish, she had a powerful and a profound experience of Christ's abiding presence right there with her. In our Zoom Bible study on Wednesday morning, we shared with one another where we had caught glimpses of the glory of God, and we realized that because we have been forced to slow down the speed of our lives in this time of COVID, we have all become far more appreciative and aware of those glorious glimpses than ever before. I know for myself, I'm usually caught up in a world of ideas and busyness so often that I miss the glory of God. And how wonderful it has been in those rare moments when I'm sitting outside on our back deck and this week enjoyed a pair of wrens that have chosen to nest in our birdhouse. And in the early mornings, we can delight in the mother and father wrens bringing food and hear those newborns enjoying their breakfast. Without COVID, I would have missed that. And so I am deeply grateful for this challenging time, which has tried to slow us all down. And like Moses nestled in the cleft of a rock, so too we can catch glimpses of the glory of God passing by. So today, Rain and I have created a slideshow of all the glorious glimpses of God here on Vancouver Island, and also pictures of our community when we often have gathered in the past, so that you can, after worship, that you can click on that link that Jane and Sandy are going to send to you in a congregational email. And if you're listening to this video but are not on our email list, please contact our church office in Parksville and we can send you the link so you too can enjoy those holy moments and experience the glory of God. But in the meantime, throughout this week, I invite you to think about Moses and his difficult journey to an unknown promised land, and his prayer to be shown God's glory. And this week I invite you to take note of all the ways God shows you God's glory every day, on your walks, in your work, in your Zoom calls, in your FaceTimes, in your letters, in your photographs, in your relationships. God's radiance is everywhere if we only have the same desire as Moses to see it. May it be so. Amen. Now I invite us to listen to Alex and Chelsea as they sing and give glory to El Shaddai, which is an ancient name, Hebrew name for God, which means God of the mountaintop, praising all the names of God and the presence of God in all of our lives.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Inyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name, El Shaddai. Son of Abraham. power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekagana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years you made it clear that the time of Christ was near. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, though the word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome word was done through the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Enyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name El Shaddai.
And we listen to the sound of the singing bowl, which invites us to a centering time of prayer. Let us pray. El Shaddai, God of the mountaintop, we give thanks for all those glorious moments in our life when you become known to us and we sense your nearness. We give thanks for all those times, for all the works of creation that cause us to stand in awe and revere your grace and presence in our lives. We pray this day for all those who are suffering and who are ill of body, mind, heart, and spirit. We pray for Don Goodblood and Don Smith, and we pray for their recovery and restoration and wholeness. We pray for all those among us who are going through cancer treatments, and we pray for return to health. We pray for all those who are suffering from COVID-19 around the world. And we pray for the energy and strengthening of healthcare workers and frontline workers and those who continue to work at risk. We pray that as we begin to reopen that we would use wisdom and discernment. Guide us and protect us as we find new ways of being community and of supporting one another in this new time. O God, we call. We pray this day for all those among us who are grieving. We pray especially for Carol, who is remembering Den, and for Marge, who is remembering Manly. Be with them as they recall the love they shared for so many years on the anniversary time of their death. We pray for all those who are grieving their losses this day. We pray for the people of the Philippines and the cyclone and rains that have fallen upon them. And we pray for rebuilding. O God, we call.
O God, we call.
God, we pray this day for your church, for your community of faiths, that even though we are scattered and in a kind of diaspora, that we are still your people wherever life finds us. We pray especially this day for Knox and for the people of Knox, that we may continue to be close and strengthened by your presence among us, that we would continue to live out our mission to build community that cares and shares and dares, and to live with compassion and inclusion, joy and spirituality. And we pray this day for Alberni Valley United Church and for their leader, Minnie Hornage, and their ministry with Indigenous peoples in Port Alberni. Continue to strengthen them in their work and reconciliation work. And now in the silence, we bring before you our own concerns and we lift them to you, trusting that you hear our cry just as you heard the cry of Moses and of the Hebrew people and of every people that have ever called upon you. O God, we call. El Shaddai, we trust that you have heard our call to you, that you have heard every thought we have ever thought, and we give our lives to you and ask for your blessing upon us. Receive our prayers as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught his followers to pray so long ago. Our Father and Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now we sing together a heritage hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, as we are reminded that we are always constantly being changed from glory into glory. Into your life this week, and as you go, watch for glimpses of God's glory passing by, and be filled with the radiant light of God's love for you, who knows you by name. And as you go forth into your life, may the deep love of God surround you, and the peace and the gentleness and the wisdom of the Christ guide you, and the Holy Spirit fill you with God's glory, this day and every day. Amen.